I'm just going to begin with a vowel chant, which is most of you know, but it's very simple. It's E-I-R-O-U-U-U. So I'll just start chanting it, and as you get into it, please join in with me.
Ooh.
So just be aware of your bodies. Be aware of the space around you. Be aware of the vertical nature of your body, your connection to the ground. Be aware of your spine, your connection into space. Be aware of your breath moving your body. Feel the solidity of your body, feel the fluidity of your body. Feel the life within your body. Feel the pulsing of your heart, of your veins. Feel the movement of your breath. Feel the solidity of your bones. Feeling in your own body the experience of the body of flesh, the body that is formed, the body that is flowing, the body of the dream, which as they come together give us access to the mysterious nature of the body and the soul, the body of mystery. Feel the intention that has brought you into this group today. Feel the experience of sitting here, the familiarity and the strangeness. So just get used. So we're going to just come into the room, so just noticing that somebody new has come in. Allowing that, noticing that. But coming back into the mystery of the fixed and the formed and the fluid that opens us to the mysterious. Coming into our senses, noticing the sense of touch, the sense of hearing, the sense of seeing, smelling, tasting. The sense of balance, the proprioceptive sense, the sense of location in space. So opening to the immediacy of the body, the known, the familiar aches and pains, maybe, if you're me. But letting our body anchor us, letting the body be the touchstone, the doorway that opens us into the subtle. And so becoming aware of the space around us, becoming aware of the space of the room. being aware of the table and the fern at the center of the room. Being aware that the room is part of this building, the old clinic. That the old clinic is in Glastonbury. Opening to these overlapping fields of presence, sense of ourself. The sense of this new group, the sense of the room that contains us, the sense of the building, the sense of the town. Reaching out for a moment to the fern, the plant in the center of the room. The fern that is the fractal plant that multiplies its structure. So letting the green life of the fern touch our life. Letting our life and presence touch the fern. Coming together through this mysterious plant. That is at the same time totally ordered and totally chaotic. Letting its green fire touch us, letting our fire touch it. Allowing space for the mystery of what happens in between. When our awareness touches the fern, when the fern touches our awareness. In that place of overlapping fields of presence. A doorway opens. A possibility emerges. And in the older way of describing that possibility, we might say the grail appears. A mysterious shape-shifting presence that multiplies possibilities. that nourishes, that enhances the capacities of life. So as we commune with the mystery of the fern, as we create the in-between space, we are in a certain way knights, whatever our gender, knights in search of the grail, in search of that which heals, in search of that which multiplies and deepens the capacities of life. And the great quality of the night is that they hold what we could describe as a fiery hope, a will and a determination and a capacity to continually invite in the presence of the grail, even in the bleakest circumstances. So we begin this journey together as the Knights of Fiery Hope. As the servants of the mystery of the Grail. And we enter this mystery simply by being present in our bodies, present in our senses, and extending our awareness to touch other beings or other objects, and in communion with them, we create the what we could call grail space, the space within which the grail can manifest. That arises out of our sense of sovereignty and our ability to connect and to hold space. So let's sit together for a moment in silence with each other and with the fern. Inviting in the overlapping fields of the room and the building, each other. Opening ourselves into grail space. Being the knights of fiery hope that invite the manifestation of the grail. And as we listen into this inner stillness, this dynamic field, we might hear deep inside us the movement of the Tao, the inner stillness that is like a silent river or melting ice. As something deep begins to flow, as something begins to unfreeze, and flow out through our bodies, through our senses, into the joined fields. The ancient Welsh would have called this the awen, the fiery spirit that renews, that transforms the world. It is the radiance and the dynamic presence that streams from the Grail. So let us conclude this meditation together by just chanting the awen in your own voice, in your own tone, following your own song, and letting your song harmonize, flow into the songs of everybody else in the group, so that we create together a circle of perpetual harmony. That is the dynamic expression both of the Grail and of the energy of fiery hope that changes the world. I'll begin the chant and just join in with me in your own way as you feel moved.
When